Father, we thank you for your word. May you bless your people tonight in a special way. And may we grow. We studied some on last Sunday, but I want to keep going down the same line on maturing your measure of faith into miracle faith. We talked with Romans 12:3. Tonight, I want to start in John 19. I want to go further. I want to take you further into faith maturity. Now, this is so powerful. You know, I don't know how far I'm going to be to get on it. It's real powerful, and it's but it's going to make you so strong.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. In John chapter 19, verse 30. I wrote down here, and I got many scriptures I'll give you under this. We're talking about maturing your measure of faith into miracle faith. Mm-hmm. The first step is increasing your faith. And this is so important. It's going to sound elementary. It's going to sound, you know, you're going to say, yeah. But increasing your faith in the finished work of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, that is pregnant. It may sound common words, but yet, if you think about it, the finished work of Christ,
that
everything you see in the Bible that God's word says yours is already finished. All right? Here in John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, now I want your faith functioning in this type of maturity. It is finished. I read one time a matured faith is believing from, not to.
Believing from, not to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's already finished. So you're not trying to get to somewhere, because you already know it's there, and so you're believing from.
Yes, sir.
From your healing. You're believing from your financial freedom. You already got it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you're
sir.
Believing from. You're not believing to it.
Right,
so,
sir.
So you don't see it, but you know it.
Right.
Knowing is better than seeing.
Yes.
See? And so by having faith in the finished work of Christ, then you look, putting your note again, Hebrews 12:2, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. So now you got the author and finisher of your faith. You got he's the author and finisher of your faith. And then he have his finished work. Now his finished work deal with the cross. It deal with the resurrection.
Yes.
It deal with the ascension.
Yes.
It deal with him seated at the right hand, etc. Don't forget the resurrection. The dunamis power.
Yes.
So your first step, increasing your faith in the finished work of Christ. Look at Romans. You got the cross, the blood, the resurrection, the kingdom, assignment, the ascension, the seated position, and the sending of the Holy Ghost. I just saw them up in order there. You got the cross, the blood, the resurrection, kingdom assignment. That's what he, in Acts 1, that's what he did when he came back between his resurrection and his ascension. He gave the kingdom assignment over again. If you read it, you'll see it. All right. Then his ascension, he went back to glory. Then he sat down. Huh?
Yes, sir.
It's finished, isn't it?
Yes.
Now he sent the same power that he was operating in for you to function the same way.
Yeah.
When he sent the Holy Spirit back.
Yes,
yeah. See, Jesus was, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. That power was the dunamis resurrection power. He was anointed with it ahead of time. He had that power in him. That power belonged to us. That power can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped.
Lift your hand and praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Say three hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Cause you know I don't have no Tuesdays. Every day with me is Sunday, so I don't preach different or minister different on Tuesday. This is Sunday to me too.
Right.
Every day is Resurrection Day.
Yeah.
Now notice Paul in dealing with this increasing your faith in the finished work of Christ. You see, when your faith is in the finished work, that means everything you're believing for, you already know is finished. So the facts shouldn't move you.
That's right. That's right.
And fear shouldn't catch a hold of you, because you're not walking by fear and you're not walking by fact. You're walking by faith. In the finished work of Christ. Now, that's powerful. In the finished work of Christ. Not just in the word.
No, not just in the word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, that's different aspect of the finished work of Christ. Mm-hmm. And your faith is in all those aspects. Faith in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
I believe something could happen.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You believe something could happen?
Yeah.
So these things, but turn to Roman. Let's look at this. Because our lifestyle should be from faith to faith.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, faith to faith. So you must now believing from. I'm gonna talk about it again, because believing from. See, believing from. I'll give you an example. And it's in my next point, but I'm gonna give it now. Ephesians 1:3. Then we go to Romans. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, past tense, blessed us with all spirits of blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, faith converts spirits of blessing into manifestation. Faith converts spirits of blessing into demonstration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Faith convert spiritual blessing into miracle, sign, and wonders. Because something's gonna happen in your life, child, that all your relatives gonna be wondering how you got there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, faith would do that. Yes, and, oh my, I feel anointed. And oh my goodness. And then my goodness. And somebody just got it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Faith will make your life questionable to a person who don't understand what you're using.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faith mess up most church folks. Because they wonder why God's so good to you.
Right.
But you're using your faith at another dimension.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Now notice this. Notice this in Romans. Romans chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
I always ask you, you know, I would like to ask you this on a Tuesday night. You brought your shouting clothes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting blessed. I'm blessed. Notice here in Romans 1:16,
mm-hmm.
It carried the vision of the just or the righteous or the sons and daughters of God.
Mm-hmm.
Shall live by faith. Faith is our lifestyle.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then that's why we got to keep maturing in the measure of faith, because our life should be growing every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Every year. Every month.
Yeah.
Every moment.
Yes.
You're never through with faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Faith never through with you. There's no level, there's no limit to faith. Oh my goodness, you just keep going and going and going and going and going and going.
Yes, sir.
And you know, and
yes, sir.
Some people get upset, but they're not using their faith.
Right.
All right, in the 16th verse, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But it says in the 17th verse, two things I want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you say from faith to faith, you got faith got to be in one place one time and another place another time.
Yes.
From faith to faith.
Faith,
see, faith is, It just keep on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no level. There's no limit. Mm. Huh?
Right. Right.
Faith just keep going. So say, for then is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, and as it is written. Now notice what he said here: the just shall live by faith. From faith to faith, the just shall live by faith. So now, if you want to live on the same level, live in the same level of faith.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Wow.
But it's possible that faith can keep putting you on another level all the time.
Yes,
you get to trust in God more.
Yes. Yes,
when you see God, I know I had some things in my life coming up in my faith life that spots looked like I couldn't get around, couldn't get out, but I just trusted him to my ability. And I got out of all of them.
Yes, every single one.
God has not failed me one time.
Amen.
In 40-something years.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you, Father.
That's good, sir.
Jesus.
Never fail me.
Lord.
He'll never fail you.
He'll never fail.
Glory. Then we have, when you talk about increasing your faith in the finished work, you notice there in 2 Timothy 4:7, and we're studying the scriptures here now. Hallelujah. Maturing your measure of faith into miracle faith. Most Christian, now I'm going to say this, don't y'all get angry with me, but I don't care. Most Christian, because I'm trying to train to get you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Most Christian do not have miracle faith.
Right.
Ouch.
Because they won't go no further. They won't.
Right.
They won't press in. You know, I go to talk about money now. Some of y'all have shut me off. And it's all over the Bible.
It's all over the Bible. Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
With your religious self.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody trying to get you somewhere, and it's all over the scripture. Prosperity all over the scripture. But you don't want to apply your faith there.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the Lord. Me and God say, I'm tired of you riding an old raggedy car. How much you love me with all them signs on it? I didn't give you that car. As you and your faith got that old raggedy car. Talking about the Lord is good. Take my name off that car.
Take my name.
Somebody didn't turn me off. I know, but I don't care. I don't care. You wasn't paying. They just said that to get you off the line. You're not
Leroy. Lord,
2 Timothy, Leroy. 2 Timothy. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, there's a whole lot of things about faith. That is, faith is so powerful. Now notice 2 Timothy 4:7. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, we've heard that scripture many times, right?
Yes, sir.
But along with what we're teaching now, it gives us three parts. See? It gives us three parts. The faith fight. He didn't say you're not going to have to fight.
Right.
But he don't want you to fight a regular fight. He wants you to fight a good fight. What makes the fight good? I know I'm going to win.
Yes.
Yeah. I fought the good fight of faith. I finished my course. See? But notice what the end says. I have kept the faith through the fight and through the course.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
See, most people fail during the fight. Or they give up during the course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But Paul said, I've kept the faith.
Yeah.
I kept the faith through both junctions. And most of the time, my brother and sister, when you dealing with faith, you're going to have a fight.
Yeah.
You're dealing with an enemy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But he can't whoop faith. And then there's sometime your faith is passing through a course. You know, college.
Yes, sir.
You take certain courses.
Right.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? But you got to keep the faith.
Yeah.
Because that's the way you train your faith. That's the way you develop your faith. That's the way you mature your faith. You're going to have greater fights.
Yes, Yes, sir.
You don't have to pray about them. You don't have to say, Lord, show me some fire. Don't worry about it, baby. Don't worry about it, they're going to come. But being in a lesson like this, when they do come, you're going to know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Now, for your faith to increase in the finished work of Christ, I'm still at the first point. Turn with me to Ephesians. I don't know which one. Ephesians 3, I think. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. I'm not going to be a long time tonight.
Lord.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Increasing your faith in the finished work of Christ is already done.
Already done.
Oh, my.
It's already done.
Yeah, it's already done. Let me see. Yeah, that's the one I want. Ephesians 3. Paul had so many revelations. He prayed them two prayers, the one in Ephesians 1, one in Ephesians 3, so they can understand how he functioned, how to operate. I'm going to get deep into it in days to come about what part the soul play in faith. Now, that haven't been touched much because the revelation has not been there, but the soul also plays a part in faith. Matter of fact, we're about to read some scripture now to kick the soul in. Ephesians 3, 14, Paul said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, now listen, according to the riches of the glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit," where?
In
a man, and all day long, soul, heart, in
yep.
a man. You look it up. Go ahead and look it up. You want to look it up. You go in your concordance and all them other things you got, and you're going to see what that means. Now, notice what he says in the 17th verse, that Christ may dwell in your hearts
yes, sir.
By faith.
Yes.
That you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all sin what the breadth, length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And this is where your faith go to operating now in verse 20. Yeah, that's the way your faith go to operating in verse 20 now. Your faith. See, your faith have matured enough in love.
Okay.
And then... We're back to Romans chapter 12 now. Mm-hmm. See, we got everything in lineup now. We got our faith, soul, and body in alignment. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He said, be sanctified. See what I'm saying? All three. See, as a Baptist boy preacher, I was just trying to line one thing up. But I found out that you don't have to be whorish.
Come on.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I found out that you can bring your body under control. Yeah, temptation come, but I found out your body don't have the last word. If you're sincere
right.
and if you really love God,
right. yeah.
he and I found out that sanctifying is not permanent.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a daily basis.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch what says here. Well, we gotta talk about that too.
Yeah.
You can't live by faith not living right.
That's right.
Because Satan got something on you.
That's right.
And so you wonder why God don't answer you. Satan, you didn't repent.
Come on.
The Holy Spirit told you, but you didn't repent, but you're going to use your faith anyway. No, Satan ain't going to let that happen. That's why God made a way for you to cut him out of your life.
Right.
God know we have certain weaknesses and infirmities and inadequacies,
yes.
but blessed are the meek,
yes.
for they shall inherit the earth.
Yes.
And if you repent and recognize that you've missed it,
yes, sir.
God make you stronger.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. So now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, I think, according to the power that works in us. That power, he talked about faith, he talked about love, but he talked about it being in the soul, being in the inner man. And that your inner man will come in harmony with your spirit man.
Yes, sir.
That's why Hebrews 4:12 there. Mm-hmm. See, only the word of God can divide them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And see, we talk about our spirit, what about your soul?
Yes, sir.
What about your senses?
Mm-hmm.
Paul said in Hebrews 5, you can get your senses where they can exercise the discernment between evil and good.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
All right. Now, planting your faith in the soil of proven harvest.
Mm-hmm.
When your faith is in the finished work of Christ, it's already, 2 Peter, look at 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Proven, Ephesians 1:3, a good one to be there too. Proven harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Planting your faith in the soil of proven harvest. In other words, Jesus proved the harvest when he rose from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So sometime, now here we go now. Somebody about to get blessed. Sometime your faith gonna look like it's dead.
Wow.
But you stick with it.
Stick with it.
There always a resurrection.
Always.
Yeah, see, faith carry the same characteristic Jesus carried. Faith go in and pay the price.
Yes, sir.
And then rise up on it.
Ah, wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes,
yeah, you see. See, some situation think that it has faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that faith can't get through. But faith always carrying resurrection with it. You believe in God for something right now? I come in agreement that your resurrection come in your faith. We're talking about faith resurrection. See, no such a way you can hold faith down. So don't give up, don't quit, don't lose heart. It's going to come up because faith carry the same characteristic as Jesus. That's why we're talking about having faith in the finished work of Christ, because whatever Jesus did, faith gonna do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Wow. So sometime it's gonna look like your faith crucified. But shout. Because you know behind every crucifixion there's the resurrection. And then the Bible tells us about we have Christ's faith on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Galatians 2:20.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm crucified with Christ.
Right.
Nevertheless, I live.
Yes.
Yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
Yes.
And the life that I now live, I live by the resurrected faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So I have said, I have resurrection faith on the inside of me. Whatever I'm believing for, got to come alive.
Got to come alive.
Then 2 Peter. Go to 2 Peter. Got to come alive. Whatever. Y'all getting any help?
Yes, sir.
It got to come alive. It's temporary. It's what's not working. If you're a child of God and you are aiming to live right,
yes, sir.
Huh? And you got faith in the finished work of Christ,
mm-hmm.
It got to come alive.
Yeah,
it got to come alive. I said, got to come alive.
Yeah.
2 Peter. That's what I'm looking for. 2 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a minute. Give me 3 hallelujahs.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Now, I believe what I'm preaching.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm living what I'm preaching.
Absolutely.
And I've seen miraculous things happen,
mm-hmm.
personally and for other people. I remember a young man came to me, a very business man. He's a big giver. And he came to me and said, my wife can't get pregnant. I said, oh, yeah, she can get pregnant. Yeah, bring her here. And I laid a hand on him. And they'd been trying for 6 or 7 years,
mm.
and they had twins.
Yes, sir.
He called me one day. He said, "I know the pandemic on, but I got something for you." He called who he talked. He had talked to one of y'all. He told Leroy, "I said, you think your daddy come get this $50,000?"
Mm.
I said, "I'll be there." And I got there. He gave me a $50,000 check for apostle.
Wow.
And then he said, now I got 11,000 something for my tithe.
Mm-hmm.
That boy laid $67,000 out there and just talked to me a few minutes and got him left.
Mm-hmm.
But he got them twins.
Yes, sir.
And so he saw the production in my faith, in my ministry.
Wow.
And you know he on the app. He's witnessed it like anybody else. Mm-hmm. I think he got a $2 million contract came up. And the lady said, let me help you. I want you to get this contract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he walking on the favor, you see.
Yeah.
I'm just bragging a little bit, you know.
And
built a beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
He fought it right in my track. Built a beautiful home. And I said, y'all watch him. He know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's going up. Hallelujah. Up. All right, now, let me, 2 Peter chapter 1, mm-hmm. verse 3. We're talking about planting your faith in the soil of proven harvest.
Mm-hmm.
According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life,
yes.
mm-hmm. and godliness,
mm-hmm.
through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue,
mm-hmm.
whereby are given to us exceeding great and now all this got to be activated by faith,
mm-hmm.
whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by thee you might be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he goes down and tells you some things to add to your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me find a jumping off place. I'm not going to teach a whole hour tonight. Where am I at anyway? All right. Your faith must enter into divine rest that releases your soul to connect in the realm of the supernatural powers of your spirit. I'm going to get it again now. Listen to what I said. Your faith must enter into divine rest. It's a divine rest that releases your soul to connect in the realm of the supernatural power of your spirit. See, you got the supernatural power of your spirit, but you need your soul to rise up in the divine rest and understand that it can connect with your spirit, and your spirit can make it act just like it.
Wow.
Shit. So that's Ephesians 3, 14 to 21, get it again. And then those two scriptures I've been dealing with, Ephesians 3, 14 to 21, Ephesians 2, 1 through 4, and Ephesians 4, 1 through 12. I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm.
Write this down. It's time to release your faith to walk in miracles.
Mm-hmm.
There's Acts 3, 1, 8, John 5, 1 through 8. That's the miracle of the man, lamb man. That's the miracle of the man down at the pool in John 5. Now, for your faith to operate in that way, may the blood, you're going to love this. Turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. And I'm about to close. It's Wednesday night, and we just got paid. Tuesday night. I'm still back in the old days, Wednesday, Tuesday. All right, Hebrews 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living God? The point here is, all right, time. Divine, may the blood of Jesus purge your conscience. Because your faith not going to work in a bad consciousness.
Okay. Right.
And then notice in Romans 9:1 what it says. Romans 9:1. You know what it is. You heard that before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, your conscience has something to do with your fate operation.
Right.
Yeah. You need a clean conscience.
Clean conscience.
Huh? Huh? One of the benefits I've had in my life, I am to live for God.
Yes, sir.
And so when I see a scripture, I shout because I believe he can do it for me.
Yes, sir.
And like I say, he have done it for me every time.
Yes, sir.
Every time. Here in 9:1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. Notice this. My what?
My
soul.
Mm-hmm.
My inner man.
Yes.
My heart.
Mm-hmm.
Also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Your conscience need to be purged.
Okay. Wow.
In order. Okay. The blood of Jesus purge your conscience. Let me give you some other scriptures to go to. Romans 3:25-26. Faith in his blood. Acts 3:19, repent. And when you repent, there are coming a refreshing. And when you see it, you're going to see it. And then Colossians 3:19, he's forgive us by the power of his blood.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm. Divided and put together to operate in faith at your full possibility. I want to hang you up on that. What is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Divided
mm-hmm.
and put together
mm-hmm.
to operate in faith at your full
mm-hmm.
possibility or full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 4:12. You see, your faith can't operate unless you're divided right. And then when you come back together, see, Hebrews 4:12, I want you to wait in the banners. Hebrews 4:12 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Mm-hmm.
See, the word divides you, and at the same time, sanctify each part.
Mm-hmm.
When they come back together, they are in harmony. That's why I get this three terms from harmonious condition,
mm-hmm.
agreeable surrounding,
yes,
and the best of everything.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. See. Divided and put together to operate in faith at your full potential. So in other words, you have to be divided. The word of God is quick and powerful.
Right.
See, it divides.
Yeah.
So each part can play its part. See, we've been trying to do it all with our spirit, but our spirit should glorify God in your body and your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that harmony of spirit, soul, and body is the very thing that's going to enable you to mature in faith.
Yes, sir.
Now, we've been taught by the church, just the spirit. But yet, throughout the scriptures, that soul plays a large role.
Mm-hmm.
That inner man plays a large role. We thought the inner man was the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The inner man is the soul.
Yes,
we thought the heart is the spirit, not. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm going to start talking about wounds in your soul and tombs in your soul
mm-hmm.
and trauma in your soul. That's the very thing holding most Christians back.
Yes, sir.
They're dealing with something and don't know how to get rid of it. And we'll finally get there. All right. But you got Hebrews 4:12. Then you're back. And we're back to Romans 12:1-3. That division has to be made. There's the spirit, soul, and body in Romans 12:3. The spirit in 3, the soul in 2, and God's good, acceptable, and perfect will is in 2. And then the mercy of God in 1. That you present your body. I'm going to give you 3 scriptures. I'm going to close. Understanding that unlocked miracle faith in your life. 3 scriptures. Proverbs 3:4-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your understanding, not in all your ways, he'll direct your path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then back to Paul giving us the example of the finished work of Christ in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then Proverbs 4:20-23. Now, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to close now. But I want you to be maturing in your faith. Mm-hmm. I want you to recognize that this pandemic is not after you.
That's right.
Yes, sir. That's nice. Yes, sir.
Now, that's an element of vengeance here. Because God could have stopped it, but God, men have thought they are in charge. Why this is not in one state or one country?
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord. And if you, all of us need the Lord. Why this pandemic don't have no racism in it? Why it's not just on one people?
Right.
No, it's on everybody. Now everybody helpless who don't know the Lord.
That's right.
But Word of Life, you're not helpless.
That's
I've taught you the Word of God. Y'all keep, I don't know when we're coming back. We're coming back when the Lord's here. Not when the government, not when the president should come back. Word of Life coming back when the Lord should come back.
Yes,
not when the penicillin should come back. What is it? Vaccination.
Yes.
We're coming back when God should come back.
Yes,
amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, that's it. Oh, my goodness.